It is the gutter. Apologies for no Gutman, but, you know, you've got to just get it done regardless. It's Neil Atkinson hosting. I've got John Gibbons, Emma Sanders and Josh Williams. Not messing around. Kiese then, Josh. Opportunistic?
Yeah, boss. I'm in favour of it as well.
You're all in?
Yeah, I think I am, yeah.
You've got your chips on the table. Finally, we've got you all in, and Gutman's not here to enjoy it. You're not just raising an eyebrow and saying no to him. You've got all your chips on the table.
I know. I'm used to pouring cold water over Rob's links, but... No, this is one that I'm afraid, mainly because of the price, to be honest. I think he's, you know, the rumours around €15 million or something, which is just buttons in it, Premier League terms. But the player, really high on him. He was boss when he first came on the scene a couple of years ago for Fiorentina. Gets lots of shots, some of them are ill-advised, but still just a really busy, you know, very active forward in the final third. Does everything you need, really. Still only 26. I think the injury concerns are a little bit exaggerated.
Oh, go on. Talk me through it.
So, he has an ACL, doesn't he? So that completely rules him out from basically the entire of 2022. So, discount 2022. Since then, he's pretty much had just over 18 months of action where he's back involved. Since then, he's missed... If you look at his injuries, like separate injuries, it looks like he's missed lots of injuries through problems and things like that. But he's only actually missed 2 weeks or more twice in that 18-month period. You know, I can deal with it if a player's missing 5 days, if a player's missing 4 days, 6 days, and think that they're nothing. You know, that's nothing. That Liverpool have got five forwards already. We can absolutely deal with the loss of
there was a there was a couple of definite international big diddles as well in there. Oh, by okay. the way, there was a couple where he was out for 2 weeks, but basically he missed one game, didn't go to Italy, and then he was back for the Saturday after.
Yeah. Well, in terms of timescales, anyway, there was like a 15-day absence and like a 17-day absence or something like that. And other than that, it's just like very occasional cases of him missing 5 days and things. So I think it's. There's absolutely scope there to get the player in, and I think there's a lot of context around why Juve are letting him go and stuff.
What's that context?
Well, Motta's coming, and he's basically trying to change everything in one summer for Motta. They're a financial mess. They're trying to get a lot of players out the door. They're trying to get Sancho in somehow. They're trying to get Coop Miners in. They've already let, I can't pronounce his surname, Dean Huijsen, something like that.
Huijsen, the lad goes to Bournemouth.
Bournemouth, really, really good player. He let him go.
Oh, he's 19. What I don't know about Dean Huijsen.
He's playing well, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's playing well.
To let him go is nuts. So the fact that Juve had insisted on letting Chiesa go is no, like, that doesn't mean Liverpool shouldn't buy him or something. That just means Juve had a mess.